It's just me here now. Before I feared being alone. Now I love being alone. A pen and a notepad, I'm sort of glad that I'm living in my car. We all went too far. The trust had died, the love had died, the truth couldn't be found because everyone had lied. But it's okay. Alone with my thoughts, more time to write. I'm too tired to fight. This is for the best. Living in a Skoda, but I get to finally write a loader stuff and think a loader stuff that I couldn't before. Three arguments before I got out of bed. It didn't matter what I said anymore. If I'd have stayed, I'd have been dead by 24. Couldn't cope, and now I refuse to cope. Everything was toxic. Everyone's heart was shut. They'd locked it. Had to press the reset button in my life. There's a feeling of hope for the first time in my life, and I'm feeling just fine. I've got what I've been wanting since 1999. My 18th birthday spent in a car. Lonely, but like I said, it had gone too far. It's for the best this way. Anyway, I tried to ring you. Dad told me to fuck off and sort my life out. Mum, you apologised and I appreciate that. The first bit of closure in my long since cremated childhood. And I know it's wild, but it felt nice, really nice, to have you acknowledge what you'd done. Because it's proof that it's not me. You should have been there for me. But what does it matter now? I don't need you because I've got me. The parent trilogy is over. I couldn't keep it inside any longer. Had to tell you all how I felt. Had to drive away and focus on myself. I know you care deep down. You must do. So just so you know, I'm safe, I'm sound. And I've got a feeling I'm going to be just fine.